Now, Margaret Mills is back with me today, and you're going to be looking at the death of a miser today. Who's this?
Indeed. This is a gentleman from Ongar, and he is unnamed in the newspaper report. He was reported in the Chelmsford Chronicle of 1854, and he's simply described as a miser. Mm-hmm. We know he was a miller, so that probably enabled people to track him down, because I wouldn't think there were that many millers in Ongar at the time. And the remarkable thing about him was that after his death, it was discovered in his house that he had left £7,000 in cash and banknotes.
Good grief.
And furthermore, they discovered bank documents showing that he'd got a similar amount of money invested with the Bank of England.
Which must have been a colossal sum in those days.
Where he managed to, or how he managed to accumulate virtually £14,000 in cash and bank deposits, we don't really know. He must have been a very successful miller. But he'd left clear instructions that he wanted the money to go to 12 surviving relatives. However, great windfall for the surviving relatives. But one relative was most upset. His niece, who is said to have been his favourite, got absolutely nothing. Why? Because she'd annoyed him by marrying for the second time without asking for his permission.
Well, goodness me. Right. What relative? And she was a niece, you say?
She was his niece. So everybody else got a share of the £14,000. All 12 other relatives and the poor old niece got
nothing. You wouldn't have thought the niece would have felt it necessary to ask her uncle's permission, but there you are.
Well, there you are. You see, he was obviously a control freak.
Must have been. All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
And what are you going to be looking at next week?
I'm going to be looking at a snippet from the Ipswich Journal of 1879, talking about a rather naughty young man who was rather an unsuccessful criminal.
All right. Thank you very much indeed. Look forward to that.
Thank you.